I want to talk to you about a way of understanding your mind and your behaviors that is a little bit different. Now, it's been implied in some of these previous lessons, but I want to make it extremely overt and obvious right now. And it comes down to the concept of systems thinking, right? Understanding that everything is part of a bigger system. Now, how does this involve weight loss and maintaining your body? Because when it comes to a behavior that you identify as being a problem, right? Maybe it's overeating in the afternoon, or it's snacking at night, or whatever it may be. Instead of just focusing on that one thing, we want to begin to recognize that it's actually part of a whole system. Right? So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Very common challenge people have is they get home after work and they're starving. Right? They haven't eaten all day. They try to control their calories and eat as little as possible. They get home and they're starving. And they overeat. They eat way too much. Now, people have a tendency to look at that and say, this is the problem. And they focus solely on that problem as being the eating. When in reality, that problem was really created because you weren't eating throughout the day. And once you get ravenous, it's very difficult to control what you're doing. Okay? So it's a lot easier to eat healthy things throughout the day so that by the time you get home, you're not, you know, you might be hungry, but that's easier to deal with than to be, you know, completely starving ravenous. You see? So it's a lot easier to get ourselves to eat throughout the day so we stay kind of on an even plane of hunger and appetite rather than being completely starved and then trying to control how we're eating. Okay? When we set it up that way, we're working against all of our biology, all of our neurology, everything that makes us human we're trying to work against and change. And that's a very difficult way to create permanent, you know, change in our behaviors. So when we start looking at things as systems, it's going to be a much easier way to create these changes and much more long-lasting. You see, because even if you do, okay, I stop myself from eating in the afternoon or snacking at night, if it's all a willpower thing, again, it's kind of time-sensitive. It's got a limited lifespan because it's only going to last as long as your motivation is you know, up. Okay? Whereas if you train yourself to create a system that keeps a balanced, healthy lifestyle, that's something that you're going to be able to maintain for a long time. Okay, so what's this mean to you? Think about yourself right now. Think about a challenge you have. Snacking at night, overeating in a restaurant, whatever it may be. Not being able to eat enough healthy foods, right? It could be anything. That's a good one, right? People say, well, I can't get enough, you know, fruits and vegetables and salads into me. Well, a lot of times that's because they're not in the situations where those foods are. Or when they go shopping, they don't get those foods and have them at the house when they're ready to eat them. Right? And so again, it's usually bigger. And so if we kind of back things up a bit and understand where the beginning of that is, that's going to help us out. Okay, so think about yourself. What's a challenge in your life? What's a behavioral challenge that you know if you could change, it would help your body look and feel the way you want it to? Right? Now, when you think about that, notice the pattern that goes along with it. What precedes that? Right, and it could be, you know, a lifestyle thing. It could be what precedes it. With the example for overeating as soon as you get home, obviously, right, that's kind of a 10-hour pattern, a 10-hour system that creates that end result. But for your challenge, what is going on before that that creates that? Right, is it something that's 8 or 9 hours long? Is it something that's kind of instant? Right, maybe as soon as you see someone, you see them every day, they just trigger a response in you. Okay, again, it's part of a system though. And the behavior that is challenging to you is something that we want to change, but we can change it oftentimes by changing what precedes it. So think to yourself, what is going on before that behavior that's creating it? Let me give you another example, just so you can understand this idea of systems. It's a little tricky. It's a complex idea in a sense because it's not a straight line. It's not just A to B. But sometimes people will have trouble getting motivated. They're in trouble with their motivation, right? They're not enough energy, and sometimes that can be from the systems of how you're sleeping. That you're not getting the right sleep, and maybe you're not getting the right sleep because you're going to bed too late, or maybe you're not getting enough sleep because you're snacking all night right before you go to bed. And when you get into bed, your body's like it's running a marathon trying to burn off the food, so you get an unrestful night's sleep, and that makes you tired the next morning. It makes it harder to control, your behavior and keep your motivation up. You see? But it's part of a bigger system that's going on. Okay? So, again, the system can be big, it can be small. But if you start thinking this way, you're going to find new ways that you can influence your behavior that you probably have not thought of before. Because it's natural for us to look at the big behavior, right? The overeating. right? The not going to the gym or whatever it is, the buying the crappy food. We look at that kind of end result behavior when in reality it was all influenced by these things that came before it. And those things are easier to influence oftentimes. Okay? At the very least, it will give you at least some new ideas of things you can influence, you know, rather than just trying to stop yourself at the end. Okay, and I love that idea because it's just so common when people try and starve themselves throughout the day and then they get ravenous. That's such a great example of not working with your body, right? Of the opposite of how you want to create permanent weight loss. Right? So begin thinking in systems. Think bigger. And right now, at the end of this video here, think about that challenge you have and think about the systems that create that. What has to happen for that challenge to happen? Right? And so a lot of times, common ones, not eating enough and getting starving. That's a big one, right? Not getting enough rest so that you get demotivated, tired, and you know you don't have the energy to stick with anything. Okay, again, that's a systems thing. So people look in the moment and say, oh, I didn't have the willpower to stop myself. When in reality, it's the whole system you're living that is creating that sense of being tired. All right? So think about it that way. Make it bigger and see other little things you can do that might influence it. Right? And I think it's going to help you gain more control of your behaviors. Right? So do that, and I'll talk to you next week.